Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah chapter 35. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes during the sermon, you'll find those written notes on page 9 in your bulletin. I'm going to begin the sermon this morning with a pastor frequently asked question. And that question is, why is one of the Advent candles pink? Many, many years ago, I actually had someone who suggested to me at the time that the reason that one was pink is that we had run out of blue candles and so just grabbed one of any color and placed it in the Advent wreath. Not so, of course. The pink candle, technically rose-colored, but if you call it pink, that's okay, is meant to represent joy. Joy is the theme of this third Sunday in the season of Advent. Those putting together the church year calendar many, many years ago decided that because of the Advent emphasis on ongoing repentance for our sins, that in the middle of the Advent season, there needed to be a bursting forth of joy. And so they chose lessons emphasizing that joy from the scriptures, and they picked a different color for one of the candles. The third installment of our Advent artwork, which perhaps you noticed on your way in out in the foyer or on the front of your bulletin this morning, also reflects the theme of joy. Yet as we talk about joy this morning, I know some of you are feeling blue. Harried, frazzled, overcommitted, joy is not at the top of your list right now. You've got a list, all right, but it's a list of all the things you need to get done because Christmas is next week already. And for some of you, you have even more profound reasons to be feeling blue. This is the first Christmas without a loved one who has died. This is the first Christmas since the divorce became final. This Christmas, you are dealing with a serious illness and its treatment. For many of us, joy is just not where we are at in life right now. For those who are feeling blue this morning, realize that so were Isaiah's readers and hearers long ago. In our lesson from Isaiah chapter 35, Isaiah writes about a highway out in the middle of the desert and about God's people returning to Zion, to Jerusalem. Isaiah is making reference to the exile. He is writing to a people who, as a part of their history, remember the horror of being carried off away from their homeland by invading foreign armies. Some of them eventually returned from that exile, but many did not. But my point is that at the time when folks would have read or heard these words of Isaiah, the reality of the return from the exile had not happened for them. Their external circumstances and their long-term outlook was bleak indeed. Despite all of this, six times in these verses, Isaiah uses a form of the word joy. He writes, "The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. Then the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The language is once again that of reversal and restoration. Isaiah uses vivid imagery to picture this reversal, this restoration that God is bringing about in the coming of the Savior. The dry, barren desert will burst forth with blooming flowers. The blind will be able to see, the deaf will be able to hear, the lame will be able to walk, the mute will be able to speak. There will be rivers and springs and reeds and rushes right out in the middle of the desert. God is coming to reverse the impact of sin. God is coming to restore all things, to make all things right through his coming among us. And the reaction to that is joy. The key to this morning's lesson from Isaiah chapter 35 is to understand the difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is usually based on external circumstances, on whether or not things are going well in my life at the moment. But joy is usually different. Theologian and writer Henry Nouwen describes joy with these words. Joy is the experience of knowing that you are unconditionally loved and that nothing, sickness, failure, emotional distress, oppression, war, or even death can take that love away. You are unconditionally loved by the Lord. It is this unconditional love of the Lord that led the prophet Habakkuk to write these words. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. As you journey toward the celebration of another Christmas, may the joy of Christ fill your heart and your life. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen.